Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is The Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio. We got our man Will Blackman. We haven't had Will Blackman on in a while. Super Bowl champion and VIP wine concierge. All right. That sounds fun.
Wow.
We got Will. Will will be on. That'll be a lot of fun at the bottom of the hour. All right. Philadelphia, they're going to pull away, it looks like. But that's the thing, right? This was a game we wanted to get something out of, and we're getting nothing out of it. Just, you know.
It is what it is, but I do think it hurts fans. You know, I see people tweeting about it or whatever. It's just people want to see the game. That's all. They don't want to see a 20-point blowout when other teams not playing their players.
Right.
It does make you just feel like, why, you know, like.
I think, Rob.
Why?
If the Nets were going to sit Durant for, like, they, and they say they didn't know. But if they felt like, you know what, we're not going to play him both nights on a back-to-back, sit him against Minnesota. But I think E. House is right, Rob. I think this is some gamesmanship. Yeah. Don't show, because they know what Philly's like, right? They know what they need to prepare for Philly.
Yep.
And Joel Embiid's going to the locker room. I don't know any update on that, guys, why he's going.
I saw that two minutes ago, Chris. But yeah.
Did he fall? You said what?
No, I said I saw it two minutes ago. Right. But it's still eight and a half minutes to go, so you normally wouldn't leave even though the game's over. Do you know what I mean? You would still sit out there with your teammates. So it's an issue. There's got to be some sort of issue that he's leaving the floor.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, we're going to go to the NFL. And I really think this is going to be a fun discussion, Rob. Trevor Lawrence, who's everybody knows he's going to be the number one pick in the draft, going to the Jacksonville Jaguars to play for Urban Meyer, first-year coach. And interesting story he had about him in SportsIllustrated.com, SI.com. Rob G's going to summarize it for us, and I think it's going to be a fun discussion, Rob.
That's right. It was a profile in SI of Trevor Lawrence. Michael Rosenberg is the author. He's a great writer.
Who I know, Mike. You know, he worked in Detroit. He was a columnist at the Free Press. Yeah. We know Mike.
He's a good writer.
And so, you know, if you haven't got a chance to read the article, go read the article. We encourage that. But here's what he tweeted out just as a promotion of the column. Most pre-draft stories are about what motivates an athlete. This one is about what doesn't. And if you read the article, you'll see that Trevor Lawrence is a different cat. You know, he's motivated by other things. He has other interests. He's not, you know, a diehard football guy like you'd expect from most number one overall draft picks.
You know, like prodigies. I know, yeah, it's okay that people have varied interests. You know what I mean? And they
he's
still
very spiritual,
excel.
I believe.
Yes,
right?
He is. He actually just got married last week.
Right.
So there were three quotes that were circling around social media.
He got married already?
He did.
What?
He's a Christian.
He is.
So I'm sure that plays a role in it.
And so there were three quotes, though, that really got a lot of headlines on social media. Here's one of them from Trevor Lawrence himself. I just think it's unhealthy always thinking you've got to prove somebody wrong. You've got to do more. You've got to be better. Here's something his dad said about him. He's not I want to win a Super Bowl at all cost kind of guy. Number three, his high school coach. He could, talking about Trevor Lawrence, walk away from it tomorrow. And he'd be fine. So a lot of people on social media, you know, in NFL media, not saying NFL Network, but people who work in the media cover the NFL.
Urban Meyer.
Yeah, they're kind of split on these comments. You know, some people are saying, hey, it's refreshing that you have a guy who's honest and he understands there's more to life than just sports and football. The other people are saying, Well, how could you trust the fate of your billion-dollar franchise on a guy who really doesn't seem to love football?
Because there are guys who live, breathe, eat, sleep football who are terrible, right? And they love the game like all the coaches. I remember they sleep at the practice facility. They watch film. They're only into football, Chris. And guess what? They never won a Super Bowl. They never excelled as a coach. So it's not the automatic formula that you have to pour everything into it, or you know, you can't have any kind of other thing going on in your life. You can multitask. It's okay. I don't get this. Like, why people are so caught up if you know it or not. It's the same thing. I'll give you this other one. Here's the other one in sports you get all the time. If a guy has a high-profile girlfriend, they blame her because he's not playing well. Remember Tony Romo? They always kept showing his wife before they got married, right?
Was she high-profile?
Yeah.
You mean attractive?
Didn't he marry Jessica Simpson? What? Rob G.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
Tony Romo. Didn't he marry Jessica Simpson?
They didn't get married.
They were not married, but they were together for a long time.
Okay, but you know, remember they used to always show every time he'd throw an interception, they would show her, like cutaway. And I'm like, everybody has girlfriends and wives. Hello? Do you know why don't you show his girlfriend when he fumbled the football? Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, well, you know, he needs to be, he shouldn't be out having dinner at a French, in a restaurant in Paris. He should be in a playbook, right? Anytime you see somebody doing something, Chris, other than football, and because they don't do well, it's because they're doing something else.
Remember the Nets player who was married to Kim Kardashian? They blamed her for his.
Right. His career.
I forgot his name. He was so bad. Chris Humphreys.
Yeah. Right. Remember that?
I'm just playing about that. But yeah, I mean, they did blame her.
Right.
You know, you're right.
I'm just saying, everybody has a girlfriend or wife. How come that nobody talks about that just because you don't know her? Do you know what I mean? Like, that's not a factor. But if you know who she is, oh, that's why he can't play, you know, because she's wearing him out at night, or they're hanging out too much, or they're always on Instagram on some boat drinking champagne or vacationing. That's what rich people do.
Right.
Hello?
Right. Yeah, I think, Rob, look, first of all, there are different types of people. There are some people that thrive by being obsessed with their sport. I mean, Tom Brady is obsessed with football. Nick Saban is obsessed with, I mean, Nick, sometimes you feel like, man, did you even enjoy the championship? Because the next day he's talking about, well, on the next year, you know what I mean? Like, take a little time and enjoy it. But that's the type of person he is. That's how he performs his best. Michael Jordan was very, you know,
he was that way at
winning.
Michigan State and at the Miami Dolphins, and he didn't win. So it ain't automatic.
No, but I'm just saying my point is what is going to have you function the best? You might not win, but you still could do your thing. Like Trevor Lawrence might not, if he doesn't win, he still could have great seasons and play great. So my thing is, different people function best in certain ways. Some are gotta be obsessed with it, and others are different. We talked about Kyrie Irving. I mean, Kyrie's got a lot of outside interest. He's taking games off, but when he gets out there, I mean, it's incredible what he does. LeBron, I think, is maybe somewhere in between. I mean, clearly he is all in on the sport. But he also has plenty of outside things that he's doing as well. And so Kevin Durant, Rob, they were talking about his quote the other day. We talked about it. Like, I'm not motivated by championships. And, you know, I just want to go out and play the best I can. Some guys, like I think of Trevor Lawrence, I think that makes him better because he's not living and dying off every pass. Like if we lose the game, it's not, if I have a bad game, it's not going to ruin my life. Some people need that. They need it to ruin their life. so they can perform their best. Others need where, no, I got this other stuff going on. I'm good. Next time I get out there, I'll be at my best. So I just think it's different types of players. For me, this would not be a red flag because I think we've seen plenty of people thrive with this mentality.
Yep. I just, everybody's different. Everybody doesn't operate the same. And so that's why I don't have an issue with it. I know it would be nice for somebody to sit there and say, all I do is think about football, right. Nothing else. That's all I do. I don't watch anything. I watch game film 24 hours a day. I read playbooks. I watch old film of games and players. And everybody would say, that's my guy.
Right.
Oh, he just loves football. Don't mean he's going to win because he does it.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, Tony Dungy, Rob. You talked about it. Coaches that sleep at the office.
Yep.
Working 18 hours days.
I know plenty of them, and they didn't win a Super Bowl.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Tony Dungy was like, look, I believe I've heard him say he made it a point to get home every night for dinner, which sounds, wow, how could you even do that as an NFL coach?
Easy. Right? You got to eat. You got to feed your body, Chris. Is it a crime to go home and have dinner? Dinner, you're not going to get back into whatever. But what's wrong with that? That doesn't mean I'm not into my job. If I want to have dinner with my family, is it?
No. That's what I'm saying. Like, some people might look at that and say, he can't be a great coach. But then when you look at the fact that he was a great coach and he did win a Super Bowl, different strokes for different folks. So I get the uproar. Because some people are used. Rob, it's like I say, some people in the media want a guy to be miserable.
Yes.
Because he had a bad game or because he didn't win the championship. And I get it. It's important to win. We know it. But I'm not mad at an athlete.
Now, if you lose and you're joking around and act like it doesn't matter.
Family, I'm good. Right.
I don't want to see. Yeah. Right. You don't want to see that. But that doesn't mean he got to be in tears in his head and his hands, Chris, and he can't speak.
And for the whole offseason, exactly. He can't have any fun.
I'm not buying that.
Because none of us are trying to do that, right? If we have a bad show or something, you can't let it ruin your life.
Rob G comes in every day after doing a bad job producing, and it just rolls off his back. Right, Rob?
Because he goes home to baby Aria and his beautiful wife, and he's
and that's
like,
all that matters.
So
he
what?
Don't care
I had,
about Chris
I
Broussard.
Ruined the show.
Right? He don't care
Aria
about.
Aria doesn't know that.
So what if I?
She
so
loves
what if I,
who I am.
So what if I couldn't get a guest at 7:30? You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
All right. I'm about to not unblock these phone lines and see what happens.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. Yeah, look, Rob, this will be interesting because I know we probably got some people out there.
We're in the minority. We're in the
minority.
We're in the minority on this. There ain't no doubt about it, and it ain't got nothing to do with us being black.
877-99 on Fox.
What?
877-996-6369. With Trevor Lawrence's comments suggesting that he doesn't quote unquote need football scare you off as an NFL franchise? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
That's my man, Kirk Franklin. Is Rob on?
Yeah.
I feel like whenever you hear Kirk Franklin now, you feel a certain way.
I'm a little twisted now, I gotta admit. Are you watching this Nets game?
Yeah, I just came. I was downstairs And now I came up, and it's 6 points from what I see. What is it, closer than
that? Real quick, Rob, before you continue this conversation, the new rule is Chris cannot update scores on the radio anymore.
No, nah, I can't.
Just
I'm like, let Rob take over.
I'm 13
minutes behind.
Yeah.
So what's the score, 114, 110?
They're about to be.
I see Embiid's back in, so he's.
They're down by three with 2:15 to go.
So
they cut
the
it to three.
What,
they were on a 21-2 run, Chris, in the last 6 minutes, and they are storming.
I see Kyrie's on the bench, so they do it without him. Like, this is obviously the bench unit just brought him back.
Yeah, I mean, he was in there a little bit, but it is, it's like all over. They just keep playing hard.
Wow. Well, look, some of these dudes going to have to be playing when the stars come back. You know what I mean? Like these role players, because they're going to be the ones that help your defense.
Right.
You know? So I think KD would have gave them at least three points. So
maybe, yeah, I think so. All right, well, let's by four.
877-99 on Fox. Oh, I got to do this read first. We are brought to you by AutoZone. So if you're dealing with a dead battery, head on over to AutoZone. It's your number one battery destination, the number one in America. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to AutoZone, your battery solution, and America's number one battery destination. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Would you be spooked by Trevor Lawrence's outside interest? Hey, football, I like it. I don't need it.
All right, let's go to Caleb in Ohio. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, Chris and Rob.
What's up?
Long time, third time.
All right, good to hear from you, brother.
Hey, I wanted to mix it up a little bit. I got a question about Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers moving up to number three to get Mac Jones.
Wait a minute. Wait. We're not talking about that. Sorry.
We appreciate you. We throw out, the one topic.
Yeah. We can't jump around with that. Right, stay on topic. Right. Call another
time.
We
all
appreciate
over the place.
It. Yeah. Otherwise, everybody will be doing it, and we can't keep it going. John in Phoenix, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you, buddy.
Not a big caller ever, but listening to it, I was being in Phoenix. I thought about Larry Fitzgerald. He does not. I mean, he's all football, but he has so many outside interests.
Right. Right.
And he's a great player.
You're right.
That's a good call because he does a lot. He's involved in a lot of different things, Rob. But yeah, you don't get better than Larry Fitzgerald. You know?
No.
Very good call.
And he was able to have a great career.
Yep.
And do more than one thing, and that's what people got to understand. How about Carl in Mobile, Alabama? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking our call. You know, I would not be scared off because Trevor Lawrence, especially, if NCAA football had one and done, he would have been one and done. The NFL wanted him right after his freshman year. And secondly, I think guys like that have that attitude, they're sometimes better leaders because it reminds me of quarterbacks that, like, throw a ball to a guy who's wide open and he drops it, and they're calm, they're poised, and then, you know, three plays later, they throw that same guy for a touchdown because they don't have that reaction like, oh, how could you drop that ball? You know, everything hung on that ball. And they're a lot more mature, and I think they're sometimes better leaders. So, no, that wouldn't scare me off.
No, that's a good call.
It is a good point, and you're right. You don't want somebody who's going to panic every time something goes bad or whatever.
Right.
You know, like it's the end of the world. You know what I mean? Like, I agree with that. I think that's a good way of looking at it. 877-99 on Fox, if you want to jump back in there. We got a
all right, Rob G. Now, Rob G says he disagrees with me and you, Rob, but I don't know.
Now he wants to mix it up.
Once the lights come on, once he sees the red and green dots on the mic, he might just decide to agree. But Rob G, what do you think
happens when I turn the mic on for any other segment? The lights come on. You think I'm nervous about talking to you guys?
You don't step into the arena. You don't step into the fire.
Look, Trevor Lawrence is a transcendent talent. So, of course, you know, he's not going to get hurt by comments like this. But I don't think I would be as excited about drafting him knowing that he doesn't love football like that.
Well, who said he doesn't love football?
The fact that his coaches and his dad can say, oh, if he doesn't win a Super Bowl, it's not a big deal to him. Or he could leave today and it's, you know, wouldn't be surprising.
Like Allen Iverson said, I want to stay here in Philly and give it my all to win a championship. But if I don't, I'm good. Russell Westbrook said that a couple weeks ago.
But their comments had more to do with their loyalty to their city and how hard they were
not
working.
Westbrook.
Like that.
But
not
still
Westbrook.
They're saying that if they don't win, it ain't the end of the world.
Right.
Like
okay,
Rob well, G. But and Chris knows this because I think he's talked to some guys. I've talked to NFL guys who have played in the league a long time, made money, whatever, and they tell me I don't like football. Like I don't. Like, I can make a living off of it.
We've had people on this show who don't like football.
Right?
Right.
Who are like, and people don't want to hear that, but if they understand, like, I'm 6'5" and 290, you know what I mean, and can run.
And I run a 4.44.
Exactly,
so,
and they're going to pay me a lot
of
money.
Where will make this type of money, right? You know, elsewhere.
And I would agree with that, but what I'm saying is, as the quarterback, who is the leader of the entire franchise, not just the offense, he's not a defensive lineman, he's not a wide receiver, he's the quarterback. And recent history tells us that the guys who have been most successful at the quarterback position, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, are guys who are perfectionists. They want to be successful playing quarterback, winning Super Bowls.
What about Aaron Rodgers? Now, I'm not – obviously he wants to win and all that, but what makes you think he's, like, completely obsessed and – you know,
he wants to be the host of Jeopardy.
Right. He's hosting Jeopardy
you
right now.
You think that he would still be talking about that fourth down decision to kick a field goal if he wasn't upset about it?
No, but I get he's upset. But what do you think about him seriously with the Jeopardy thing? And they asked him. He said, "I could do both jobs."
Right. But
I'm asking you, Rob G.
Right.
Would you be mad, or if you're a Packer fan, would you be mad if Aaron Rodgers, in his spare time or time off, went to Hollywood and taped Jeopardy and was your quarterback?
No, and it's for two different frames of thought. Number one, when you're outside of football and you have other interests or sports or other jobs, that's fine. That's normal. Everybody does. But as it relates to your profession, your main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. And it seems like Trevor Lawrence, with his comments, sounds like, yeah, I'm really good at football. I like playing football. But you know what? It's not going to be what defines me. And in the normal walk of life, that's great. That's a great outlook to have. In sports, where you're defined by wins and losses and hardware, and we're not going to talk about you on Fox Sports Radio, on The Odd Couple, if you're an 8-8 football team, then you should be driven by football success.
But my point is this, Rob. I think some guys are just as driven, but what helps them stay driven, what helps them deal with the pressure, deal with everything that comes along with playing quarterback or whatever position you are, is downplaying it. Really. Like, not making it the biggest deal. I know, and again, I obviously was never on the level of these guys. But for me, if I made the game too big in my mind and just was totally focused on the game and everything that came with it, and, oh, man, I got to play well, and I didn't perform as well. I was better when I just treated it like any old game, every other, you know, any regular game. And I think this is a form of that. It's Trevor Lawrence saying, look, it's not the end of the world if I don't throw for 500 yards. And then he'll go out there and do it. So I just think it's different coping mechanisms for different people. Because I can't believe he's gotten to this point.
Right.
Did what he did at Clemson.
Right.
And he doesn't care.
I agree. You don't. You can't. You can't. You have to, because of the amount of work, Rob G., that you have to put in.
To get to that.
To get to this. This is
Anthony Edwards went number one overall. He says he even liked basketball.
Yeah, but he's playing.
Does that mean
he's working hard at it?
Because he's great at it. You know,
no, but like, that doesn't mean that he didn't work at it.
But you don't think that's going to separate a guy like him, who's very talented, and someone who might be just a little bit less talented, and they're going to have a better career because they care about it more?
Chris says he's going to be the rookie of the year, yeah, and he doesn't like basketball.
You know that, right? Chris isn't even a basketball
analyst. Is he going to be the rookie of the year?
By default, because LaMelo Ball tore his hand up.
It ain't by default. There's a bunch of other rookies out there, too.
LaMelo Ball would have ran away with it, Chris. Well, we got to get to training.
No,
we got
but he would have won it, but not ran away. Edwards is balling. I mean, don't get it twisted. All right, we got Will Blackman coming up, Super Bowl champion, VIP wine concierge.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, anyway, we are the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We got a Super Bowl champion and a VIP wine concierge, Will Blackman, joining the show. Will, what's up, man?
What up? What's the deal? What's the deal, fellas? How y'all doing?
Doing good.
Good.
How are
to
you?
Have you on, man. Now, look, we're going to get right to it. We're getting to you a little late, so we're going to jump right in. Trevor Lawrence, the story at SI.com, we know he's going to be the number one pick. But it's really causing an uproar because he said, I just think it's unhealthy just always thinking that you got to prove somebody wrong. You got to do more. You got to be better. His dad said Trevor's not, quote, I want to win a Super Bowl at all cost. His high school coach said he could walk away from it tomorrow and be fine. There are a lot of people in the NFL world, mainly media and fans, Will, that are saying, hold up. He doesn't love it enough. He might be a bust. What are your thoughts on this? And he's a quarterback, remember.
Did you say mainly media and fans?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that was the operative words right there.
Right?
Will, okay, you just said it, yes.
Well, there's your answer. You know what? It is unhealthy. So here's the thing. Like, towards the second half of my career, and I speak from experience, like, I was the kid who was diehard. Like, everything was football. That was my life. That's all that mattered. But then when I dealt with like lots of failure, like injuries or getting cut or missing out on millions of dollars, I'm like, damn, like that was all I had. You know, where do right. I go to now? And I did go into a dark place when football wasn't working out. But then eventually when I started, you know, I actually met a mental performance coach to just help me more with just confidence and just learning how to relax and realize like, it's like football is a privilege. Like, you don't have to do that. You don't have to put all this stress. Like, and I think Trevor's so relaxed where he's like, I don't have to go out there. Like, I don't want to put that stress on me. I just want to enjoy, relax, and playing a game like he has been. I mean, he lost 2 games in college. Like, that's it. You know, so whatever he was doing to keep himself relaxed, I'm all for it. You don't have to just beat your head to death, and you have to love the game. People love playing football. Like, you could be really, really, really good at your job, and your job doesn't have to define you. You know what I mean?
No
I
doubt.
Agree with Will.
And you know what happens?
I agree with you on that.
Yes, I've seen a lot of people in our business, and Chris knows this. They're so wrapped up in, you know, the job and thinking that's who they are.
Yep.
And when that goes away, man, you're in trouble. You know what I mean? Like, that can't be
right.
Who you are. It's what you do. But it ain't who you are.
No, and that's exactly the problem in terms of, like, transitioning out of your profession for pro athletes specifically is it's like taking that hamster off the wheel, you know? A lot of guys have had incredible careers, have made tons of money, but then as a person, once they're done, they're like, what do I do now? You know, right. Like, I don't know what to do with myself, you know? So I hear you on that.
Well, let
now,
me ask
you
about –
think it's – oh, go ahead, Rob. Go ahead.
I was going to ask about Clowney signing with the Browns. Chris brought up his stats earlier in the show. No sacks last year in 8 games, 3 the year before. Is there anything left here? This is just a flyer by the Browns. Like, let's kick the tires and see if he has anything left. Or where is this? Where is Clowney in his career right now?
Yeah, I think this is like low risk, high reward situation. The Browns they put together a lot of really good pieces on defense. I really like what they did, especially getting like John Johnson. He's going to be huge in that secondary because that was somebody they were missing, like somebody back there who can lead the entire defense. And he was, you know, a captain on those Rams team, so he definitely brings that leadership. But it's a situation where he has a dog on the other side in Myles Garrett. You know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't. He's not there to be the guy. He's just there to be a pass rushing specialist and try to wreak havoc. And at the end of the day, if he can just keep his body healthy, you know, hopefully he can bring back what he had when he was playing with J.J. Watt in Houston. You know what I mean? So I could see that situation. Just low risk, high reward. You don't have a huge commitment 1 year, and hopefully he just comes through and pays dividends for him.
Well, I don't know how much you've been following this draft, but do you have – it looks like it'll be Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, two to the Jets, and then that's when the drama or the mystery will start at number three. Do you have a feeling on who you would take if you're San Francisco?
Dude, I am so exhausted with this draft talk. You know, like, especially when everyone's arguing. Like, I literally took, like, a week off of listening to stuff. But three, it could be anyone. Like, I like, for some reason, I just have this weird feeling that it could be Trey Lance. I don't know what it is. Like, I feel like it can be him, you know?
Every week there's a focus on a different guy that they're going to take at number three. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Trey.
Yeah. I even tweeted it out a few weeks ago. I'm like, when they made that trade, I'm like, I just had this weird feeling that it's going to be Trey Lance, you know? Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it's like, we've seen this before. If a coordinator or general manager is in position to get a QB that they want, they are going to go ahead and do it. You know what I mean? Like, we've seen it in Arizona, you know? We see it anywhere we go. Like, that's just what it is. If they have a chance to find a guy they want, they're going to go ahead and do it. They're not going to miss that opportunity.
The other part, though, you just mentioned it about the draft talk, and I don't know. I mean, I know all these guys are paid a lot of money, scouts and all these watching film and staying up 23 hours a day to watch film. And yet, to me and Chris, it's still, it's still a crapshoot. I mean, guys play major college football. We see major quarterbacks in college do great, come in the NFL, doesn't translate. Guys who are supposed to be these stars. I mean, to me, it just really seemed like it's a hit or miss, and it's like 50-50.
It for sure is hit or miss because it's a different environment, you know? You're not in school anymore where everything is catered and set up for you to succeed on and off the field. You're not, you know, trapped in this environment. Now it's real life, you know? You have responsibilities outside of football. You have to become an adult right now. That was my issue when I got drafted is, okay, yeah, I got drafted to the Green Bay Packers. It's going to be all fun and we're going to do this. But I got to buy a house. I got to get a car. I got bills. Right. You know, I was fortunate. I didn't have family pulling at me. But some people are going to have that. They're going to have family. Like, there's so many variables outside of the game that can truly take away from what you're trying to do that can really mess you up. You know, that's why, you know, I love players who just have, like, that mental endurance. And those are the things you really can't measure. You know, you can keep digging, staying up all night, trying to find, like, situations where it's like, oh, man, this guy did this guy did that. That's why a name that's coming up now is David Mills from Stanford. You know, I guess he threw three picks against USC and ended up coming back and winning the game. Like, those are the things that you like, you know. But is he going to throw three picks in the game and come back and do the same thing in the NFL? We have no idea, you know. So it is a crapshoot. You're trying to figure out, man, can we do this? Can we figure it out? Guys fall in love with people, with quarterbacks or players, and they do crazy things. You know, for some reason, you know, the Bears, Ryan Pace loved Trubisky and was like, I'm going to move up and get this guy.
Right.
The Chiefs watching film, they were praying Mahomes would fall to them. He was like, you see this guy, tech, what he's doing? He's doing, like, the craziest things and praying for that to happen. So it is.
What about Josh McDaniels? Josh McDaniels moved up for Tim Tebow, right?
Yep. Johnny Manziel. Yeah. I mean, I know he was 22nd, right, but still.
Nah, yeah, guys see something. Maybe he moved to get Tim Tebow, hoping he can get some of that good energy. You know, he got it for a couple of games, but then realized, all right, they're going to figure him out.
Well, you need to throw 15-yard passes in the NFL, like, minimum.
No, yeah, right. it's because it's more than energy. It's like, the funny thing about the NFL is, like, you can come on the scene strong, But once teams get film on you, it's a wrap.
Right.
You know, like the best players, what they do is like, okay, you get film on them, but the best players watch their own film. It's like, okay, how can I keep leveling up to keep being effective? You know, how can I beat them to the punch? And, you know, and one of the things was, it was Tim's throwing motion. So, yeah.
Well, Will right. Blackman, that's great stuff, brother. We appreciate it,
thank you.
It,
appreciate
man.
It, Will.
Thank you very much, man, for the knowledge.
No, I appreciate you guys. Anytime, man. Anytime you guys hit me up, you know, I always say yes. So I appreciate the opportunity.
All right, brother. Buddy. Thank you. All right. That's our man, Will Blackman, Super Bowl champion. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a Worship Wednesday, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And Rob, I want to explain this quickly because I know you're going to have an opinion on this. So the Independent Baseball League, the Atlantic League, it's an 8-team independent league. And, you know, MLB is partnered with them, and they kind of use this league to experiment on things, like the automated strike zone a few years ago. And now what they're going to do in the Atlantic League this year is move the pitching mound or the rubber back 12 inches from where it is now. So instead of 60 feet, 6 inches from the plate, it'll be 61 feet, 6 inches from home plate. And none other than Theo Epstein is involved in this. And he's saying, look, we got to get more balls in play. All right. Because now, Rob, 37% of the at-bats in Major League Baseball this year so far are ending either in a strikeout, a walk, or a home run. So obviously that's not, you know, home run is action, but it's not putting the ball in play. A decade ago, it was 29%. So they're concerned about, you know, more ground balls, double plays, singles, things like that. What are your thoughts on this?
I don't want to mess around with that, the dimensions. I'm against any of that. Stop with the shift. That'll help you put send guys down to the minor leagues if they strike out 150 times a season. That's how you correct that, Chris. People would choke up on bats. People would hit the other way. If you want to stay in the big leagues, you can't strike out 150 times.
Are they going to do that?
No, but I'm just saying that ain't going to stop moving the mound. It's going to make more balls go into play. More guys are going to be swinging crazy still.
Well, their feeling is it'll give them, you know, it gives the batters more time, obviously, to see the pitch. And that you can make contact more.
Yeah, I'm not so sure. I think it sounds good, but I think that everybody adjusts. So you know what I mean. You might in the beginning, it might matter, Chris. But again, eventually the battles will catch up.
Yeah, I feel you on not wanting to mess with the dimensions. We remember what in the 68, 69,
the mound.
When they lowered the mound.
Right, the mound was too high. That was the era when they were for the pitchers. Right,
and so that was, you know, theoretically messing with the dimensions. I wouldn't like to see it, but I do think they need to do something, Rob. I mean, you know, this has been a conversation in baseball. Now you just gotta get more action. You know, it can't just be all home runs and strikeouts. I mean, that's an overstatement, but you know what I mean. I agree with you. I think it's the way the game is viewed now, right? It's analytics has changed the way the game is viewed, and they don't view a strikeout as a negative like they used to. And so it's something they got to deal with because you definitely need, I believe, more action. I don't know that this is the way. I agree with you on the shift, but that's not going to put more balls in play. So we'll see, but it's an interesting thing to keep an eye on if you're a baseball fan. All right, it's the Odd Couple. We enjoyed it. We'll check you guys out tomorrow. Peace!